Hey fam, welcome back to another episode of The Todd Talks, your weekly dose of whatever I want to talk about, delivered as is without any edits. So it's Monday here in Brooklyn. It's a nice fall day. Weather's changing a lot. And although I'm not going to talk too much about the weather, similarly, I've been changing in terms of like what I care about. The season's changing. What I'm going to be focusing on, life is changing. And I say all that because I actually no longer work at Google. And I cannot tell you actually how unbelievably happy, fuck it, I'll say fucking happy I actually am about this. Feel like 100 pounds lighter. And really excited because now I get to focus on some of these, a lot of these like initiatives and projects I've been working on this year. You know, I've been giving it 20% here, 30% there, really going, trying to explore, you know, like what can I do with these different projects, whether it be building my DJ hobby skills, which has still been progressing pretty well week over week, whether it be on this, the Todd Talks, and just like, okay, you know, yes, I have the episodes, but you know, what else can I be doing in different forms, whether it be on different social media platforms or via a blog, some writing there, whether it be on the partnership, really being better about strategy and operations, more of these long-term versus what I've been really focusing more on, which is more like short-term, more leveraging the skills I've built up over years to really focus on, like to help in that direction, but really push that to the next stage. As well as just my general, I guess my general health. I think I'm in a pretty good groove in terms of my fitness side, but I guess more on the health, like on more of the food side, being better about like what I eat. And I'm gonna probably get more into that in a second. So the reason why this really cared is, you know, why I'm actually really glad that I'm no longer there. It's because I think it has fallen into this year. You know, 2018, I dubbed Total Todd Transformation. I talked about this a little bit in previous episodes. And I think I was just really critically looking at my life in different ways, trying to explore these different passions, and didn't really, some part of it didn't really understand why. Like, I know I had the initial idea of like, well, I just want to consume less and produce more, like give back. You know, there's a feeling of like wanting to give back to the communities that I was able to benefit from. So music side, I really love music. I love going to music festivals. And I was like, well, how do I give back to that? Well, I think learning how to DJ, learning how to mix, learning how to produce music, I can then give back and hopefully be able to give that similar kind of experience, whether it be, you know how music makes me move in different ways and how it means different things, different people. If I can be part of that somehow, that's great. Similarly, on the podcast side, you know, I really got into non-news podcast. I was really into news-related podcasts in 2016, most of 2017. Then I kind of switched over to more, I guess, motivational, business, mindset podcasts. More recently, I think that kind of all sparked last November when I didn't mention this before, when I like started listening to Gary Vee's podcast, and I started like picking up other people's podcasts and started being like, wow, like podcasts are great. It's a great distribution tool. And then I got to the point where it's like, well, how do I give back? Well, similarly, right at that time, I started listening to Gary's podcast. That's when I had the opportunity to become managing director of the partnership. What I know, again, mentioned before, it's a radio play series. It's recorded live in Brooklyn every month. Definitely recommend going to an episode. Really amazing stories by these really amazing playwrights, as well as we get these dope musicians to come on board, you know, record that evening, and then again, be able to distribute that story, be able to tell stories beyond just the theater and like make it more accessible and trying to give back to a wider net. So a lot of these themes of just like giving back and trying to help and building community, all these things were very presence in my decision-making process this year. But the big question was like, well, what does that mean? What is my purpose? And taking a look back at what I've done with my life to date, I really do think my purpose is just being able to help people with their, whether it be like help people with their problems or just like help people with my skills in any way I can at scale. I think that's the biggest piece, at scale. Let me break that down a little bit. So in high school, fell in love with biology, fell in love with chemistry, loved physics, like really was into science at that point. And I said, well, what do I want to do? Like, if I'm going to college, what am I going to study? And, you know, I was, even though I didn't know it, like, you know, I said the cliche, it's like, I want to be a doctor, right? The intention there, because I just wanted to, you know, help people. It's like people are not feeling well. Something's not right. They're having these symptoms. I would be able to use my knowledge to figure out what's causing the symptoms and then root cause fix the problem. College started in those pre-med courses. And I took a step back and I said, whoa, maybe this path isn't for me. I think I learned at that point that just normal formal education standards, it's not me, right? I was able to get by college without putting in too much effort on the work side. You know, like maybe, you know, barely reading. I don't think I read any textbooks really. I'm not saying to do this. This is just like how my style is, right? I don't think the formal education system works necessarily well, the best for me, but I enjoyed my opportunities there so much because there was a lot of community building, a lot of ability to give back. In fact, my second week I was there, I was actually able to get a job at the library's like information technology help desk, really being able to apply one of my passions during high school, which was just technology. I love technology, and I still love technology to this day, in different ways. But being able to use my problem-solving skills to help people's problems, right? And that was really my first step, being like, "Oh, I can do this." I actually enjoy doing it. I enjoyed every single time I was able to like help people figure out what the problem is with their computer or whatever they were working on technology-wise, and then get them to a state where they can continue on doing what they were trying to accomplish. So I was doing that, and I really enjoyed doing that. And I didn't really think about it at the time. I was just like, oh, I'm good at this. And it paid well in terms of like student jobs go back then. So my mindset was more there versus like, oh, I actually really do enjoy solving problems and like, how can I then leverage that going forward? So that's one piece of it, right? Just like solving problems. I guess I was solving problems for others. I guess I have to take a step further back. When I was more in high school, middle school, I wasn't necessarily solving problems for others. I guess I was solving problems for myself. And I guess the main problem I was solving was boredom, right? I think I had a lot more time. You know, I went to school. That was really about it. Like, I didn't really have any sports. I did have a job in high school as well near the end. But I didn't really think that was problem solving. That was literally just to get some spare change to have some sort of like disposable income so I could have, you know, do a little bit more freedom when I was like in my late high school years. But solving problems with self was more of just like, I guess boredom would be the best one. And I relied heavily a lot on video games. And I got really into video games that had a lot more strategy to it, a lot more of like problem solving. So yeah, problem solving for self, problem solving for others on a one-to-one setting, right? Because a lot of these jobs, when I was like solving problems, especially at the IT desk, I wasn't necessarily solving problems at scales. It's like helped one person, move on one person, Really enjoyed the relationship like building there, like being able to talk to someone, communicate with someone. Definitely the in-person visits were great, but I also didn't mind doing any form of it as long as at the end of the day someone was being helped. But, you know, I think thinking more about that, I think that was really a turning point, because in my later college years, I got more involved in student union. And at that point, like, I really just valued the community that I had at school. I really appreciated everything that was being, I appreciated the overall community of it. And I really felt like I was a part of that. And in the back of my mind, I was like, well, how can I give back at scale there with my time? Like, how do I use my resources, my connections, my ability to, like, you know, help people out? So I got involved in student union first as secretary, which I really enjoyed because I think I got like lots of emails all the time about these different problems from different student groups. And I just loved, I kind of just loved like solving them. I don't know why. Being present, trying to help out anything you can. And then that kind of grew to more responsibility, more complex responsibility when I became a president the following year. Again, trying to like best represent the school, trying to step in and be like, this is like, even like, even in 1 year, trying to figure out like, I think I remember the big thing that year that was happening was they were changing food providers. So trying to be a good representative there, try to, you know, save money in different places. I remember like moving over our voting system over to a different system to save a few thousand dollars a year, make it less complex because I think every year there was like problems with it. But it doesn't matter. The main point is, okay, how do I help people at scale, solve problems at scale? And then I know the other thing that I really wanted to give back to was a lot of the resources. So I was, the reason why I was able to solve so many of these problems was because I was able to Google things very well. You know, I just had a natural knack of going online, having the right keywords. Like, I don't know how I was able to translate that so well, but any problem you give me, technical or not, I would be able to use the right language into Google search and then get relevant articles, scrape relevant information in order to then help me solve the problem, right? And it happened over and over. I was like a big fan of Gmail and Calendar and Drive, and I was like, wow, like all these resources are universally accessible and they're free and they're great. And I was just like, I really did appreciate those tools and helping me help others to the point where I was like, well, I want to work for this company because it's helped me help so many people so far. Like, I wanted to give back, right? Instead of consuming these free products, I wanted to give back. And that's actually one of the reasons why I was so interested in working for Google, is because I wanted to give back to the company that gave me the tools to help other people better. So got in. Leveraging my IT experience. I know before I mentioned computer science, but again, I really did like computer science too, because it was about, again, problem solving, building these systems that could help solve problems at scale. But I don't think, but I learned by my senior year, late senior year, that I didn't want to be a software engineer. I tried an internship. I liked it, but like, I just didn't think it would be a long-term career option for me. So leveraging back more on my IT side, because I just enjoyed solving those kinds of problems more. Also for me, it was an easier foot in the door at Google, because I already had 4 years of experience working since day, like basically week two. So gotten my foot in the door, started working. That was back in Ann Arbor. Again, I was happy because I was like helping people. I was able to help problem solve. There was a big team of people. So after a year in, I was able to then pass that knowledge down, become like what they call a captain. So to really like help improve operations and just like kind of give back more on the team that helped me grow. Likewise at home, you know, I was in a housing cooperative with several other people. So I was able to then like, you know, work with other people in this like cool little network. We were called The Hive. Really amazing. I know I've talked about previous episodes, so I won't get too much into it, but really just like the idea of just giving back to communities that helped me, as well as just like trying to solve problems, leveraging my skills that I had in any way possible. So really just being able to look at that period and be able to identify why I cared about doing these different things, really then the last couple months be like, wow, I really just want to help people at scale, solve problems at scale. I mean, doing it on a one-on-one basis is still good. I still enjoy doing it. I think at this point it's already become like an automatic habit where someone's like asks me a question or any problem, I'll just drop what I'm doing and help them, because I just genuinely love that. But I definitely can't just do that for my life. I wish I could. But like, I really want to get to the next level. Like, how do I really help a lot of people at scale? Again, I don't have the direct answer to it, but it's really just been on my mind. I really am like looking forward to the next, I don't know, period to really analyze and grow that aspect of myself, really like taking this time that I now have available until I figure out my next step, to really like hunker down and spend, you know, 50 hours a week, you know, working on building this up, the Todd Talks, building up the partnership, because season 4 is already underway and we're already growing pretty rapidly in terms of audience size. So really just like focusing more on that, as well as now have more time to work on like my building DJ skills. So really just taking the time, whether it be 1 month, 2 months, or 3 months, I really haven't decided. Thankfully, I'm in a position where I could take several months to hunker down, like triple down on these things. So at the very least, I'm super happy to have this opportunity to do that. If it works, great. If it doesn't work, well, great. At least I know I tried. Because I think that's the other thing. It's like, I'm in, I guess, late 20s, 27. I don't want to ever look back and be like, well, what if I did that? Or what if I didn't do that? I could have kept working. Could have kept working, I guess, but it's just like, I know the second that I stopped working, wow, it was like an instant switch inside of me. I think it's hard for me even to explain it because it's already been so new, but anyway, really just wanted to, I guess, share my thoughts on purpose. I hope you know what your purpose is. If not, think about it, keep thinking about it, really reflect. I think, taking a day, taking a week, maybe a day a month, whatever time you can afford to really think about what makes you happy in terms of, you know, fulfillment. You know, like, you know, sitting on the beach for me could be is makes me happy for a day, maybe once a year. But I know if I sat on the beach every single day, I'd be, at least for me, right? I'm just giving an example for me. It would not be very fulfilling. So really just taking like things that are fulfilling and how can they continue to be fulfilling? Maybe I need to go in a completely different career direction altogether. So I haven't figured that out. I think a lot of this time I was also just like having these constant conversations with more people. I've always enjoyed having conversations with people when it comes to more meaningful things. I know I had a great one last week with a friend. And any time in the past, like those particular friendships, I want to build stronger as well. Because I think this, you know, if viewing the world as a big community, I always like to say you're only as strong as your weakest link. I think that's probably why my politics lean more progressive, because that's just like, and I that's the way I think in terms of that kind of stuff. I'm not going to go too much into that. But yeah, just, yeah, helping people at scale. Not really sure how to end this one. I think I just rambled a lot. Hopefully there was some value in just detailing how I've gotten to where I am today and like how those different steps have gotten me to be the person I am today and how I'm now able to leverage this kind of like new beginning to really like hopefully either grow what I already have exponentially faster versus just like a very, because kind of like a lot of things I've been growing, it's been more like a slow linear growth, really like taking this time to make this exponentially grow and take the time to really get to the next, like maybe skip like 5 levels and then like kind of make it go back to a coasting. Or maybe there's something brand new. Maybe it's something, because I have all this like new time and reflection, maybe something's new where I can just like, something I didn't even think about, wouldn't even thought was possible. But now I'm grateful that I have the time to go about fulfilling that. So definitely keep you all posted. Just wanted to give a quick update on what I've been thinking about, what I'm now going to be doing for the next at least, you know, month-ish. I hope at least I have a month to do this, maybe more. And yeah, so anyway, always feel free to reach out at the Todd Talks. Tell me your thoughts. If you want to set up time to, you know, network or just have a great conversation. As I said, I love doing that kind of stuff. So please reach out, and I hope you have a great day.